This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says it's a miracle no one's dead. At least 10 people were wounded in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party near the University of Wisconsin campus overnight Saturday.
These students should have been celebrating summer vacation and not receiving medical treatment.
The victims are as young as 14 and as old as 23. None of their injuries is life-threatening. No one has been arrested as of this morning. Marquette University President Michael Lovell is dead. A Marquette spokesperson says Lovell and his wife were in Rome with Jesuit priests and the Board of Trustees on a pilgrimage when he got sick Sunday and was taken to the hospital. Lovell was diagnosed with sarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer, 3 years ago. Lovell came to Marquette 10 years ago after leading UW-Milwaukee. Democrats are urged to remember how much power Wisconsin voters have this election year. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison addressed the state party convention in Milwaukee Saturday.
Wisconsin is crucial in terms of where American democracy goes. The eyes of not only this country, but the eyes of the world will be on what you do right here in Wisconsin.
It's not just the race for president. Wisconsin voters could also determine the balance of power in the U.S. House and Senate. A handful of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted Senator Tammy Baldwin's speech to the Democratic State Party convention in Milwaukee Saturday night. State Party Chair Ben Wickler sounds unfazed.
Protesting is part of political life. It's part of what happens in a democracy.
Sunday, delegates voted for a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Inmates at the Waupun State Prison tell a Milwaukee TV station they're served cold meals and don't get proper medical care. Inmates held a sit-in last week after former warden Randall Happ and 8 former prison staffers were charged with felonies. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office accuses them of failing to meet the basic needs of prisoners who died on their watch. Governor Evers says he'll ask for the biggest budget increase ever for the universities of Wisconsin system in his next budget, $800 million. 7 campuses are facing budget shortfalls, and UW-Oshkosh has depleted its reserves. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police have issued a silver alert for 69-year-old Roseanne Shrovenel O'Connell. She was last seen Wednesday, June 5th, on Capitol Drive in Green Bay. She's 5'8" tall, 133 pounds, has blue eyes, brown hair, and is missing most of her teeth. She has memory and cognitive issues and may have dementia. She doesn't have access to a vehicle, and knee pain causes her to walk very slowly. If you have any information, you're asked to contact the police. Summer travel's cranking up, and gas prices are coming down. Nationally, gas prices dropped about 10 cents a gallon in the last week. In our area, Green Bay gas is averaging $3.18 today, down about 3 cents from last week. In Appleton, gas averages are $3.19, down almost 5 cents. Statewide gas prices are down about 10 cents a gallon to an average of $3.22. Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin has been working for years to bring housing specifically dedicated to veterans to the area. The last step before construction on Cottage Court can begin is approval from the Green Bay Common Council. Gail Knorr of Veterans First.
So we got our next meeting on Tuesday, June 11th at City Hall, and we just are looking for a majority of the alders to vote yes, and it's a done deal then.
Veterans First wants to build 21 tiny homes on 3.5 acres of land on St. Anthony Drive in Green Bay. Following the demise of Country USA and Rock USA, Oshkosh is ready to turn it up once again. Crossroads 41 holds its inaugural event in August at Oshkosh Festival Park. Manager John Gorley.
We've really gone out with all of our collective experience and sat down and said, we love concerts, we love festivals. What's the future like? How do we reinvent this festival experience? And that's what people are going to see August 8, 9, 10 in Oshkosh.
All ticket information for the event can be found on the Crossroads 41 website. The Wisconsin Lottery is phasing out a drawing that offered 10 weekly $1,000 winners. The weekly Super Second Chance drawing required non-winning lottery tickets and scratch-offs to be sent in for entry. Wisconsin Lottery Director Cindy Polzin said the drawings are outdated and labor-intensive. The Super Second Chance drawing will continue through December 26th, but there are no plans to replace it with another drawing. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers get trounced by the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Tigers in Detroit 10-2. Milwaukee giving up 8 runs in the 5th inning. Manager Pat Murphy on pitcher Bryce Wilson's performance.
I think for inning 2, 3, 4, he was great. You know, had his cutter and his sinker, but first inning and the other inning, you can't walk. If you're Bryce, you can't walk people. That's not his ticket to being an effective starter. So the walks hurt him. And we had some, I mean, we had 2 home runs robbed today. One of them was after it was out of reach, but it still was, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, credit to the Tigers.
The crew opens a home series tonight against the Blue Jays. IndyCar racing in Wisconsin over the weekend at Road America. The winner in Sunday's Grand Prix, Will Power of Australia, second place to Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indy 500. Golf, Ernie Els beat Steve Stricker in sudden death at the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting 12 under par.
What can I say? You guys run a hell of a golf tournament on a great golf course.
That's golfer Ernie Els. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bad Boys Ride or Die star Will Smith recently recalled a revelation he had on the set of the first Bad Boys movie in 1995. Smith says he told himself, "Slow down, wake up, dude, you made it. In just a few short years, you'll be so successful you can slap a much smaller man in front of a worldwide audience and still be a big enough star to make a comeback in a tired buddy cop franchise." I was paraphrasing the last part of that. Hitman director Richard Linklater says big Hollywood studios have given up on movies for adults. Netflix paid $20 million for Hitman, a screwball comedy caper which crushed at the New York and Venice film festivals. But studios still passed when it came to buying the film and putting it in theaters. Linklater, who directed the masterpiece Boyhood, which took over a decade to shoot using the same actors, is about to start another multi-year project called Merrily We Roll Along. It will take 20 years to shoot and will not be completed until Linklater is in his 80s. Fingers crossed. Pat Sajak's days of letting contestants know they blew it in his not-so-subtle way may be over, but he took one more opportunity last week to mock a contestant. The correct answer was facts and figures, and a contestant named Allison guessed boats and hangers. Pat remarked, "So not close." He told her the correct answer, opened the envelope, and let her know she lost out on $40,000. Don't worry, Allison, that game is a lot easier when you have the answer in your hand or the comfort of your own living room. In more snarky Sajak news, Pat is not retiring. According to Deadline, Sajak is in Honolulu, Hawaii, executive producing and starring in a murder mystery play based on the pilot episode of TV's Columbo called Prescription Murder. The show is actually a fundraiser for other theaters in Hawaii, and Sajak's run will go through August of 2025. Sajak has been hosting Wheel of Fortune since 1981. Who knew that all those years he really just wanted to do dinner theater? Netflix has announced the Upshaws will get a 7th and final season, an impressive run despite not getting a lot of attention from the entertainment media. The show is produced network style in multicam format, a rarity for a streamer studio. The Upshaws will finish with a total of 60 episodes, the third most on Netflix for a multi-camera show behind The Ranch and Fuller House. The show stars Mike Epps, Kim Fields, and Wanda Sykes, who also co-created. All episodes are available on Netflix. If you're a boxing purist, this probably won't interest you. The Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight has been rescheduled for November 15th. Tyson had to bow out of their fight, which was scheduled for July 20th because of an ulcer. The former champ has also had a cocaine and alcohol problem that he says weakened and almost killed him, is 30 years older than Paul, and was recently confined to a wheelchair while battling sciatica. That was probably the ailment that finally gave Paul the confidence to challenge Mike Tyson. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 70 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into early Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.